Prestel and Kiat in the church in Brunare Vizhna. According to the tradition of the Eastern Church, these items are kept in the church's sanctuary located behind the iconostasis. On a small platform standing in the middle of the room, there is a mensa, i.e. an altar tabletop known as the prestol in the Eastern Rite. It is covered with a wooden canopy supported on four columns. The prestol is covered with canvas fabric, the so-called antimens. The central place on the prestol is occupied by a richly decorated case called a kiot. The prestol of the temple in Brunare was made of wood at the end of the 18th century and the kiot at the turn of the 19th and 20th centuries. They were painted and elaborately decorated. White and gold are the dominating colors here. Slender columns of the canopy are located at each corner of the prestol, built on a rectangular plan. They are about 2 meters high. Their bases, in the form of gray cuboids, turn into white cylinders at the top. Their golden heads are crowned with golden floral ornaments. They are linked by a decorative white frame with numerous gilded ornaments. It is carved precisely in the shape of a narrow, wavy strip of fabric with carved tassels attached to its edge. There are gilded beams that go diagonally from one corner of the frame to the other. The masterful sculptor made them into a shape of finely curved stems and leaves. The entire soaring construction leaves you with the impression of lightness. The sides of the prestol are formed by a solid black surface. On the tabletop we have the precious kiot. It is a case for keeping the sacramental bread that is left behind after the transubstantiation during the Eucharist. According to the Eastern Rite tradition, the kiot is shaped like a miniature church. It is a cuboid covered with a spherical dome, crowned with a slender tower and a cross. The base of the kiot has sides about half a meter long. It is about 1 meter high. There is one silver column at each base corner. They have been carved into spirals. Each wall of the kiot is decorated with paintings. They show scenes of Jesus Christ's final days on earth. They follow the style of Baroque paintings. The characters are portrayed very realistically. Their faces radiate spirituality. The western wall, i.e. next to the nave, which also serves as the kiot's door, shows Christ blessing the Eucharistic gifts. He is sitting at a table covered with a white tablecloth. He is holding a small piece of bread in his left hand and lifting his right one in a gesture of blessing. He has a golden chalice in front of him. The painting on the southern wall shows the mare bearers. The three women are walking as a tight group. They are covered in trailing white, blue, and red robes. They are walking barefoot on the rocky ground. We can see the hills and buildings of Jerusalem looming on the horizon. The eastern wall is decorated with the image of the resurrection. Christ is standing on the grave pedestal. We can see his naked torso peeking from under a white cloak. He is giving his blessing with his right hand while holding up a pole of a narrow red flag with a yellow cross with his left hand. Around the pedestal, we can see three terrified Roman soldiers waking up. They are half lying or kneeling. We can also see three women approaching the scene from the distance, as well as the hills and buildings of Jerusalem looming on the horizon. The third painting on the northern side shows the scene of the entombment of Christ, mourning. The numb, half-naked, dead body is held by two men. Another man is leaning deep in thought over the edge of the open grave. Another man is standing, staring into the distance with his arms folded sideways. One woman with loose hair is kneeling at the grave. The other two women are standing in the background huddled and crying. One of them has her face covered by a dark blue scarf.